You're listening to
Mecha Sweet.
This episode is all about messes. We just talked about in our last episode all of the repairs we've had to do to try and keep our kids from dying or really destroying things. This is some of those things that we've had to fix stuff for. I don't know. Is that a good description?
The reasons why we baby-proof so much.
The reasons we stay up at night trying to solve problems. Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you jump into it and start us off?
Okay, the first one we try to think of just major messes that we've had to deal with or clean up within about the last year, because they go through different stages, of course, and so their messes aren't as big when they're little, or they can't get into as much.
They're just not interested in certain things when they're younger.
Right. So these are just messes that they've discovered within the ages of 2 and 3, which is they've gotten bigger and more complex, and they can happen super fast.
Yeah.
Just out of control within minutes.
Well, a great example, just even tonight, Janae was stacking up these wooden blocks in their room, and I was changing a child. It was just the three of us in the room, and one of them ran in, saw the tower, and knocked it over, and then ran out. Like, it was half a second.
Split second.
And that's not a great example. You're going to hear more, but just kind of like how it works. They walk in, see, Mom, Dad, you're both distracted. Doing this. I'm done.
Yep.
Yeah.
So one problem we've had is, of course, the bathroom is always a big place for toddlers. If you're a parent, you know exactly what I mean. You baby-proof that or keep them out of that room as much as possible. So, of course, they were drawn to the toilet paper. We've had all kinds of things with toilet paper where they rip it in teeny tiny pieces all over the bathroom.
Confetti.
Yes, or unrolling entire
roll. They would call it snow, right?
Yes, snow.
Snow, not confetti.
Yes. Or they would unroll entire roll, or there's been once or twice where they've gotten to under the cupboard where all the rolls are and have undone all of them. Oh, my goodness.
Fun little thing. The toilet paper on the roll, if you get enough of it unwound, its weight will actually help the rest of the spool unwind. Fascinating, right? The things you can learn.
Right.
Yeah, so we'll go in and there's just this huge wad of toilet paper. And I think there's got to be more than one occasion we've walked in and it's not just this huge pile of toilet paper, but they've dumped water onto it. Mm-hmm. So it's a pile of mushy toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's water from the toilet. And we've walked in on them drinking water from the toilet.
It's water. What do they care? Who cares where it's from?
Yeah, gross. Luckily, it's never been
used toilet
yes.
water.
Yes. Yeah, and then, of course, there's bath time where, of course, kids splash in the bathroom, which is normal. And we got into a new phase where they liked to take cups into, like, little kitchen cups.
Yeah, like toy. Nika has a toy kitchen, and so there's like, pots and pans for it, or mm-hmm. actual toy cups, or we have the famous who makes those Tupperware stackable buckets where some have holes and some don't, and so those make it into the bath sometimes.
Yeah, and we didn't see that too big of a problem. Yeah, they would pour it on each other and get wet and get mad at each other, but it wasn't until what were we doing? I think I was throwing away diapers and they were all in the bath.
I was probably putting Nika to bed then, or homework.
Yeah, Matt was doing something. We just left him in the bathroom for a little bit and we come back in and there's literally like 4 inches of water on the bathroom floor.
Figuratively like 4 inches of water. It's a giant even puddle across the entire bathroom.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, here's my advice. Every parent in the world should own a carpet cleaner. Every parent should own a carpet cleaner. It is the most handy unconventional, I would say. Maybe not unconventional. One of the most handy tools ever because it will suck up water. Mm-hmm. So we took that in there and just vacuumed up the water. And it worked great. But it was a pain. I mean, we still had to dab up the rest because it's not going to get it all the way dry. It is a linoleum in there. But my goodness, I just, yeah, they will pick up just buckets and buckets and just dump it. And it's fun for them. And I'm sure it's a lot of fun, but
it doesn't, with Sri, it takes them no time at all.
Right. Yeah. They work together.
Yes. So that's the bathroom.
Yeah.
Messes that we've had to deal with. No soap ones, surprisingly, pouring out the soap. We have had pouring out the baby shampoo, the entire bottle into the bathtub.
Yeah, and then Nika's shampoo is the plunger type, and so they like to hit the top of that. But you solve that by just moving it away from them, about them. It's one of those, like, in the bath. The nice thing with the bath is that, if they want to get something across the room, it's cold and there's a lack of motivation. So that's nice. So just, you know, turn on the AC during the winter when they're in the bath. No, I'm kidding. Yeah,
just the opposite. We have a heater in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. So that's the bathroom. The pantry has been a fun one for them to get into. We've mentioned in the past episode that we have the kitchen gated off so they don't get in the kitchen, but they do watch for any time the kitchen gate is open or it's Nika forgets to lock it.
Or the other thing is sometimes they'll be fighting or there's something and we're in the kitchen, so we'll let one in.
Mm-hmm.
It's sometimes safe.
Sometimes. So they like to get into the pantry, and we've had simple as just getting into the cookies to as disastrous as pouring out boxes of cereal. I think
plural boxes.
We've had up to five boxes of cereal poured out on the pantry floor. Yeah, and it's crazy.
Yeah, and I mean, the pantry has all the food. They're just, they love food. What child doesn't, right? What person doesn't?
So there's that one. That's, and then newspaper, toilet paper, tissues, anything that they can rip up into little pieces. That's been a huge problem.
Yeah. But so, as soon as they learned zippers, I had to switch to how I take notes because they would rip up my assignments. In fact, I think it was a calculus class. Was it a calculus class? I had like a 3-page assignment. I had completed it. I put it out by the door in my backpack. And the next morning, the boys got up earlier than they used to. And I just didn't think about it. They got it and just shredded my assignment. And my teacher was so nice. I brought it in and I said, our boys figured out the zipper and this is my assignment. And so she's like, just tape it back together. I'll grade it. It's fine. You have a day to tape it. I'm like, thank you. So now I use an app on my phone called Genius Scan. And even like assignments were like, fill out this paper and turn in this paper. It takes a picture and it turns it into a scan. And then I put it on my iPad Pro and I will do it on there with the Apple Pencil. And then I will email the assignment to my teacher. And if they say they want a hard copy, I will also bring in the hard copy, print it off on our printer and bring it in. But if that ever gets damaged, I'll say, hey, I actually emailed it to you as well because my kids can be monsters.
So they like to rip things apart, and that's been fun. We've had newspaper all over the living room, tissues, papers, anything.
Oh, and tissues are the worst because you pull one out and there's a new one available. So they just keep pulling and pulling and pulling until there's a stack of tissues. And they look for this. Sorry, they'll look for this and they'll go over to their brothers and whisper. And if you ever see our boys whispering to each other, it's not a good thing. They're not going to be like making you breakfast in bed, or
that's something they would
cleaning
do, right?
Their room. No, it's they've found an inconsistency that they are going to exploit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Along those lines, Nika left out nail polish once. And it was two bottles. It was pink and orange, I think.
Okay.
And didn't even know they could unscrew bottles yet. This was a while ago. And they unscrewed it and poured it all over the living room. And it wasn't just like in a pile. They tipped it over and I don't know what they were doing, trying to make lines in the carpet, but they would run around and it would drizzle and just make these, I don't know what, lines of nail polish around the living room. And if you've ever tried to get nail polish out of carpet, it is difficult.
It's a long process. We got it.
And it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
A lot of scrubbing, a lot of like individual fibers, like rubbing it with some type of solution to get it out. And
yep. Being careful not to destroy the carpet, but
at one point, we thought we had closed our door, and apparently we hadn't, and there was a nice, shiny, blue bottle of nail polish in our room that one of the boys emptied onto a pile of Janae's clean, folded laundry, like her clothes, and some on the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
That was a fun project to get rid of all of that.
Yep. The blue was harder to get out.
Yeah,
than
it
the
was.
The pink, for sure.
Well, the blue was a metallic, and I'm wondering if that has some other chemical in it that made it more difficult, maybe a metal. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, we were able to get it out of the carpet with some work.
Yeah.
Oh, there was also a white bottle. We have red carpet in our room.
That's right.
The old shag.
Yeah.
Red carpet.
In the defense of the carpet, it feels amazing on your bare feet.
Yes. It is nice.
Yeah, it feels good.
But it's also long, and so the nail polish would get down inside, and so it took a lot of scrubbing mm-hmm. and trying to not ruin the carpet and yet pull out all the color. But they also had a white bottle, and that was very noticeable on red carpet.
Again, own a carpet cleaner, because the chemicals you use to get out nail polish need to be cleaned out as well.
Yes. It takes a lot of work to get it out, and then afterward you need to get out the cleaners because it could eat away at the carpet if it's left on it.
Yeah. So after all of that fun with nail polish, we then move on to baby powder. And not once, but twice, we bought brand new. In fact, I think it was even right in a row, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was. It was like the same week or something.
So we have a small shelf above their changing table, and I left the first one up there. And we had just opened it.
It was before they were really climbing on the changer table, too. So we didn't expect it.
And they get it, and they completely empty it into the room. And it is everywhere. It's in the carpet. It's on their beds. It's on top of the shelves.
Right. Like, because it was in the air. It's floating in the air. You can't even breathe in the room.
You walk in and you just start coughing.
It wasn't even like on top of the fan. Like,
oh, that's right.
The fan in the room. We had to clean off the fan.
The ceiling fan.
Oh, that ceiling fan. That makes more.
Yeah, it was. Oh, it was so bad. Oh, my goodness.
And they were covered. They looked like ghosts. It was all in their hair.
But they looked like happy ghosts.
Yes, they were very proud of themselves with that one.
Oh, my goodness. That was so bad. Us parents, you need to have a good vacuum cleaner. And so we looked up reviews, a ton of reviews and a ton of videos when we bought ours. We wound up going with an Oreck. We watched one that was against the Oreck, the Dyson, and the Shark, and they do a
rice.
Thank you, rice
carpet test.
Rice and carpet, and the Dyson was actually surprisingly the worst of the three. The Shark was better, but neither compared to the Oreck with small particles in carpet. And I'm sure some listener will be like, "No, mine is great." Like, and it's great if it's working for you, it's great, but.
And we've had a vacuum up rice. It gets most of it out. Not all of it, but it gets most of it out.
It gets the vast majority of it. The other nice thing is it can lay flat and go under things.
Yes, which is very nice.
Yeah, so it can be completely horizontal to get under, like, the coffee table or the couches. And,
or their cribs at the time. Or their
cribs, which we don't use anymore. So that vacuumed up all of the powder. I have a tendency, when we have a product that just really helps us out, I'll write the company and say thank you. And I think everybody should do this, but this is just me. I just, you got to thank them. They've made our lives easier. And they responded with, "We're really glad. If you vacuum up powder, you need to take out the bag." Change the bag. This is an argument we've heard a lot. We started off with a bagless vacuum. This is kind of a tangent from what we're talking about, but we did start off with a tangent. Wow. A bagless vacuum when we first got married. And
it was nice.
It was great. Yeah. The problem is you're supposed to change the filters like every 6 months, and the cost of the filters exceed the cost of one bag for our vacuum.
And really, we haven't had to change it that often.
Yeah, I think we've thrown out maybe 5-6 bags since we bought it 4 years ago. Almost 4 years ago. 3 years ago.
I don't keep track.
Anyway, so it works really well. And the bags actually have all the HEPA filters built into it. So it's cheaper to operate. I don't know why this podcast turned into a defense of Oric. It's great. We're not sponsored by Oric. We just really love our Oric.
Back to baby powder.
The Oric will vacuum up baby powder. Yes. The Oric will vacuum up. No, sorry. So, yeah, they emptied out a complete bottle, and then we bought a new one, and we put it up on their dresser, where, again, we thought was out of reach because they weren't really climbing, or we didn't think they were climbing.
How they got that one down, the rocking chair is in their room. They pushed the rocking chair up against the dresser and rocked it until they knocked it over. It was just close enough to the edge. I don't know how they would figure that out, but it was just a close Caleb. Enough to the edge that they figured if they can knock the rocking chair against it, it might fall off the side.
Now, the rocking chair, it's a glider. It's kind of heavy. It would take all three of them working together to do this. And I'm sure
at least two of them.
That's true. I'm sure they happily participated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so cleaning up baby messes has just been a pain. I also recommend having a good shop vac. Having a great shop vac has been...
Yeah.
And I'm not talking like an in-home one. Like, get a good, like, garage, like, high horsepower shop vac. Yeah, but the other thing they really like to... We had alluded to this earlier. Not alluded. I flat out said they love to pull out... I keep knocking that. I'm sorry. I'm bumping a cord. They love to pull out tissues from a box because it's just perpetual. There's the next one after it. That is not exclusive to those. It's also wipes. Mm-hmm. The first time I ever saw the boys whisper to each other, which means they're plotting, we were watching a movie, I think, and mm-hmm. Russell was standing out there, and Caleb comes running up to him and whispers in his ear. And Russell gets this look on his face, and they run down the hallway, and Janae looks at me and goes, "We need to follow them." So we go in there, and they have the wipes. And I'm sure they were ready for fun.
Yes. That was an incident where we actually caught them before it happened.
Right.
But that's not always been the case. We've had multiple times where they've pulled all the wipes out, and we've given up trying to fold them and put them back in containers. We just put them all in a Ziploc bag.
Fun fact, Ziploc bags will keep them moist.
Moisture.
Moist. It's everyone's favorite word. Yeah. So what was the diapers one? I don't know that one.
Oh, we would keep the diapers up on top of their dresser before we moved them into a drawer because they could always get to them. They loved to pull them out and throw them at each other. But the thing was, for some reason, it was fun to rip off the tabs on the diapers.
So, yeah.
And that means you couldn't use the diapers after that. We went through a lot of diapers that way. And
We duct taped them.
Yeah, we did.
We would duct tape them
because we weren't going to waste perfectly good diapers just because they pulled the tabs off.
But we would also duct tape them when they learned how to undo their own diapers.
Yes.
So they just couldn't get to it. Okay, and they loved it. they thought it was so cool. We call it their belt.
Yeah, they called it a belt. I need my belt on.
So duct tape. Every parent should have a roll of duct tape. We should make a list. Right. What should every parent have? And if they can rub whatever they're playing with into the carpet to make it more challenging for us, they will. And some of their favorites are creams, like toothpaste and like
Desitin.
For those, if you don't know what Desitin is, it's like diaper. It is diaper rash cream.
Yeah. There's multiple different Desitin, bum cream.
Desitin's more of a moisture barrier, though. Like, it's not going to actually
heal.
Yeah, increase like or shorten the healing time. That's more of like Calmiseptum will help with that. And then you can put hydrocortisol, which is an anti-itch cream. It's a steroid on a rash, and it'll help get better a lot faster. If it's bleeding, don't do that one. That'll really hurt them. Use something like Desitin, and then we would put use Calmiseptum, and then we would put Desitin over the top of that as a moisture barrier. Fun little tidbit.
We should do a tidbit.
We should. We should do an entire episode on little chips for diaper rashes.
Well, just tips in general.
Look for our tips episode. Yeah, where you get we'll your do podcast.
That one. Things we've learned, my trial and error. Okay, so yeah, any creams, and they're difficult to get out of carpet because you can't just run over it with the carpet cleaner. You need to scrub it, and before the carpet cleaner, you need to wipe it out with something. Like paper towels or what's that called? Towels.
Paper towels and towels. Yeah, yeah. So with any stain, the easiest way to, well, not always the case, but usually the easiest way to get it off is to get it off in the same state that it was put on. So if it was wet when it was put on, you need to get it wet again to remove it. Once it dries, it's going to adhere more. And that might be straightforward for some people, but for others...
Or if it's rubbed in, you need to rub it out first.
Yeah, so you basically just do the actions in reverse. But, if there is a mess to be had, they will make it.
Yes. Very common toddler one. Markers, crayons, color pencils, anything that they can get their hands on to color on walls. Their favorites, for some reason, are the dividers in their beds. They love to color on their beds.
Which, if we have to pick something, because we're renting.
I'd rather have something we own.
Yeah, I'd rather have them destroy that. Mm-hmm. The chances of us having triplets again are slim. Chances of us having them were slim. I'm blowing right into the mic. there's a good chance that once they grow out of these beds we've made, we won't need them anymore.
Yeah, but we've learned little tricks on how to get different color utensils off walls and doors. It's a pain no matter what you use.
It's surprising how many Clorox wipes will get out, though. Like, we found quite a few that the Clorox wipes will just wipe it off. Magic Eraser is awesome. I've heard Play-Doh, but I've never tried it.
We tried Windex. That was a one we've heard. It kind of gets it off.
Yeah.
You have to be careful with suggestions that people make because there are ones that will take the paint off the walls.
Yeah, like gasoline or paint thinner.
Yeah, that's common sense. Don't use those. The problem is they'll do one mess right after the other. Yeah. Sometimes we'll have multiple messes in one day. And as I'm cleaning one up, they'll make another one. And the time that I tried the Windex on the walls, I'm spraying, I think it was crayon. I heard that Windex gets crayon off. And so I was spraying the wall with the Windex and I was trying to wipe it off. And I turn around and to grab the spray bottle and one of them's already in there spraying their brother with it. That's not something safe for them to spray at each other. And meanwhile, the third one was in their bed pouring out a bottle of water in their bed. And so you just have multiple craziness at one time. And some days they're really good and it's only just one d- disastrous
or
mess.
Or none on a great day.
Right. And sometimes you have to tackle more than one at a time.
Another one that they just love to do is they'll pull all their clothes out of drawers. Like they open the drawers and just pull all the clothes out and throw them everywhere.
Oh, it's a pain.
And
they'll even pull out their drawers. They've broken some of their drawers twice.
Yeah, I've had to fix it twice.
So that's always fun.
Yeah. Clothes and markers. Yay. We had talked on this one in the last episode as well.
We touched on it a little.
Yeah. We have a fireplace where we're at, and we're not supposed to use it. We don't use it. We're not supposed to, and we don't. we've wound up having to seal it shut, but before then, the boys would put their toys in there, they'd pull the ashes out, and they would be covered head to toe in soot. Like, it looked like the scene from Mary Poppins at the end with the chimney sweeps. Just covered in ash. And
it's not easy to get out.
No,
it's not even out of their hair. Like, we had to wash their hair like 3 times in the bathtub to get it out of their hair.
Didn't we just put them right in with their clothes? I want to say we did. Didn't we? No.
We threw all their toys in the bathtub afterward.
Right. That's what. Yeah, that's it. Also, the auric will vacuum up ash out of carpet.
Not get out the black, though.
No. For that, we had to use the carpet cleaner. actually, that did pretty well. Actually, we have a Hoover carpet cleaner. For those who are wondering, I would always go off of Amazon reviews if I were you, just see what the good and bad are, and then take
just
your risks.
Reviews in general.
Yeah. Consumer reports are also really awesome if you're willing to pay for those. That's what we did for the vacuum. Anyway, fireplaces and triplets. With ash.
Just doesn't sound good when you say that.
It's
anyway.
It's not a great combination.
The fireplace of the triplets is not a good idea.
Yeah. So in our last episode, we talked about how we had to figure out a way to keep the boys out of Nika's room.
Our most recent disaster.
Oh, and I'm not sure how it happened. Were you showering?
Maybe. Yeah, I think so. I was getting ready. We were ready to leave somewhere. And you were helping Nika in the living room? Is that what
no,
it was?
I was making breakfast for the kids.
Right.
And
we thought they were just watching the movie out.
Yeah. And one of the boys comes to the door and yells something. I don't remember what it was. Yeah, it comes to the gate at the
kitchen gate.
At the kitchen gate and yells something. And I walk over and
he was mad that one of his toys were messy.
That's right.
He was so upset that his toy had paint on it. And so Matt was like,
how do you
have paint on your toy?
And so he grabs my hand and his hand is covered in paint. He's covered in paint all over anyway. He leads me into Nika's room. And for Nika's, was it birthday or Christmas?
For her birthday.
We gave her an easel with a huge like painting thing. And it's all tempera paint. So everything's washable.
Supposedly.
Yeah, supposedly. Anyway, we walk in and her paints are everywhere. On everything.
Her room was a mess too. So it was on all of her toys and in her bed and on the walls and oh my gosh. And they even splattered it up on the walls. Nika has sight words. And her blessing dress up on the wall.
Oh, that's right.
And it's very special to me. It's a very special.
Janae's mom actually made it. She sewed it.
Special. I can't say that word.
Yeah, she made it specifically for Nika.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
She
did a great job. Yeah.
It was just a beautiful teeny little dress, and it's on display on her wall. And somehow they managed to throw the paint so it was splattered up the wall because they can't reach it. It was high enough. But it was splattered up the wall and on her dress. I still haven't quite figured out how to get the paint off of it. But
the paint came off, but it's just lingering. There's something that lingers from it. It was black, right, that got on it?
Yeah, of course it was the darkest one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, her entire room was just covered in paint, and they were covered in paint.
Honestly, I think it took us almost 3 hours.
Initially, but I was still cleaning it by the end of the day.
Yeah. To clean everything up. It was just...
We ended up throwing away her comforter, just not worth getting it clean.
It was an old comforter anyway. It was ripped. It was time to get rid of it. But
yeah, it wasn't worth the effort to clean it out.
But my goodness, yeah, it was.
It was a disaster.
It was one of those things you walk in, you're like, no, no, this can't have happened. This isn't what I have to do today.
In your head, you're just screaming, why?
Oh, start Googling local adoption agencies and calling neighbors. Hey, do you want a kid?
Anyone want a toddler? I'll give you one right now.
We have three. Just claim whichever one you want.
Man. That one was bad. That has to be one of the worst.
I think that is the worst.
Worst messes we have gone through.
Because like we're still dealing with it today. There's still stuff we're trying to clean off today.
Oh, yeah. Every day they think of something different.
Yeah. But that one was rough.
It was just bad. And poor Nika, she was so...
Well, and we had this issue where it's her room and she knows she's supposed to take care of her room. And so she, I don't know how long it was. We had been there maybe 2 hours before I realized she thinks she's in trouble for this. Like, oh, no.
Yeah.
No, you're...
And she kept trying to come in and help clean it up. She's like, I can clean it. I can clean it. We're like, this isn't, you're not in trouble. This isn't your mess. It's not your fault. Your brother's got in your room. And so, in fact, I think she cried.
Yeah, she was crying. She was crying. That's when we asked her, like, what's wrong? She's like, I know I'm in trouble. Like, what are you in trouble for? What did you do? She's like, well, this. Like, no, you didn't. It was a whole thing. It was really sad. It was one of those moments where, like, I had no idea you thought this was your fault.
Yeah, poor thing.
So she's a good kid. But,
So, yeah, that was definitely the worst. That was only, like, a month ago? 2 months ago? No, yeah. Not even. It wasn't 2 months ago.
It wasn't 2 months
ago.
Like
a month ago.
Yeah. So it must have been, was it Christmas we gave her that then?
No, we gave it to her for her birthday.
Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was a thing and it was horrible. It was a horrible, horrible thing.
Other ones, lotion in the carpet. Yeah. That's been crazy.
Again, just another cream they love to rub into things.
Yeah. And they've done lotion in their hair. That was fun. Their hair looked like, I don't even know how to describe it.
Just greasy.
Like you could stand up a piece of hair and it would stay straight up. And their hair is curly.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't stay straight up.
Think of like the super glossy hair in grease and times it by 10. And that's what it looked like. Oh. Was it lotion that one of them rubbed into somebody else's eye?
Oh, I'm sure.
And that's how we found, I think it was that one that we found, that's how we found out. Somebody was screaming and like rubbing their eye, like, what's going on? Like, hey, brother, like, what's in your hair? And it was lotion.
And that one took washing them multiple times to get all of that out.
Still not as bad as the paint.
Yes, not as bad as paint. We've had them pour out the humidifier when they're sick.
Yeah, in their defense, that's our fault. We should have cleaned it up in the morning, but it's one of those things that you just don't think about. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they'll dump out all the water. Again, own a carpet cleaner.
Yes, it comes out with a carpet cleaner.
But yeah.
And then another one of their most recent messes. It's not close to the paint. It was pretty bad though. They figured out how to. They figured out they could lift up the mattress in their bed, and if they lifted it up.
I think that's a word. Lifted. Yeah. Yeah.
It up in where their door is, the door of their bed is, it would make like a little.
Like a barrier. It looks like a fort.
Yeah. And so they would fill their fort with any blankets, pillows, clothes, anything they could find. And their mattress is what? 3 feet across? Wide?
Wide? 2 feet, 4 inches is what we measured it at. Because we had to build the beds.
Yes. So it's that high because it would be filled to the top of their mattress.
And there's three of them.
Yes. So the worst one was, it was before we put locks on the hallway closets, and they pulled all of the blankets, the towels out of the closet and filled it in their beds. And then on top of that, they found a new package of tissues, not just a box of tissues, like the 4-box package of tissues. And they pulled all the tissues out and threw it in the bed. And oh my goodness, it was just a mess. And then on top of that, they have, we mentioned before, that they have water bottles. They love to spit out the water. They'll take a drink and spit it out each other. So they were doing that as they were playing in this fort. And so all the blankets and the tissues are wet and they're sticking together. And they also had pulled their drawers out and all their clean clothes were in there. I mean, it was a huge disaster. It was a mess to clean up.
This is why eventually we'll have like 4 washers and dryers. That's just what we're going to do.
And what's fun is they got into the dirty laundry too. So I wasn't sure which clothes were clean and which clothes were dirty.
So double washings. Yet they... So the problem is by the end of this episode, you're thinking like, this is awful. The honest truth is, I think we've brought this up in previous episodes. You get to a point with multiples that you look at people who've never had them and you feel sorry for them.
Or don't have them.
What did I say?
Never have them.
Oh, okay. That don't have multiples and you feel sorry for them.
Because they are such a joy and they're hilarious to watch and they love to make you laugh and it's triple the love. They are so sweet and they love cuddles. And
if you leave the house and you come home, you have a fan base running to you, screaming your name.
Daddy home.
Yeah, or mommy. Or when you take one of the brothers and they come back, Calvin, I took him to the store. He comes back. He goes, brothers, I home.
I home. And they run to each other and give hugs.
So it's wonderful. This is like the episode of our nightmares where everything that could go wrong, everything that has gone wrong,
there's days it is horrible. You can't wait to get them in bed. You are at your max of patience and you can't stand them one more second. And there's other days that are just smooth and they go nicely according to plan. Everyone's on their schedule and it works out great. And I think that's normal with parenting in general.
And as they've gotten older, their communication has gotten better. And with better communication, they express love a lot more. They're wonderful boys. They're just incredibly curious boys.
And smart. Way too smart for my liking.
You almost wish they were dumb, but they're not.
You're glad they're smart. You're glad they can figure things out and technical, and they love gadgets and they like to pull things apart and put things back together. And it's a good thing. It's learning, and yeah, you're glad they're learning and they're
a developing thing.
Yes.
But just know, by the end of this episode, we still love them. We still want them. They've just made some days difficult. But when it comes down to it, the bad days do not exceed the good. The good is far better than the bad. This wasn't really the planned part of the episode, but definitely want to say that. Like, we love our boys. And we're so excited for all the other messes and adventures they'll get into. And we're learning patience. We're learning a lot of patience.
Oh, man.
Just
give me patience because I'm done learning it.
Yeah. With that, I think that was a good episode.
Thanks for listening.
If you know us, you can contact us in person. You can also email us at notplus3@gmail.com. We're also on Facebook. And thanks for listening to our episode.